Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
바깥에 없시나요.
자, 언더독인 인디애나가 익숙한 상황을 맞이한다. 할리버튼
That was the Korean call of last night's finish, Tyrese Haliburton, over not Lou Dort, because Rick Carlisle is a hell of a coach, and you don't call a timeout and allow Oklahoma City to set their defense. They did not call a timeout after they got the stop that they needed, and they let Haliburton work against Cason Wallace, who was also a good defender, but he's not Lou Dort. We'll try to get as many international calls of the final last night as we can. Max is hard at work on that. Phone lines are open, 301-230-0980. If you want to weigh in on the NBA Finals, we will. You know, many of you said, can we just start talking about Terry? We'll take calls on Terry today, I promise you. We will take calls on Terry today. But we're not doing that to start the show. If you have a reaction to what you watched last night, 301-230-0980. If you didn't watch last night, I'm not going to lecture. I'm just telling you, if you're a sports fan and you like basketball, you're missing out if you have some sort of preconceived notion of what the NBA is, because it is a completely different product in the postseason, and it's awesome. Real quickly, I will digress for 1 second on a Terry topic. Neil in Rockville. Terry should be paying them to be able to play with Jaden. Of course, he's exaggerating, but certainly Jaden Daniels set Terry up for a really, really nice payday. He earned it, though. He was awesome. Okay, both things can be true. All right, before we get to phones on this, I said that it's one of the strangest games I've seen in a long time because there was never a moment for me in watching this game that I didn't think that Oklahoma City was going to win and cover. They were favored by 9.5. I bought the hook. I had them laying 9. I was never worried. I was a little bit annoyed that they had not done what they had done to other teams when they had played defense that way and, you know, lengthened the lead to 25 or 30, because that's really what it should have been based on what they were doing defensively in the first half. They should have been up by 25 at halftime, 30 in the third quarter instead of just hovering somewhere between 10 and 15 the entire time. But there was never a moment, if you watch this game, that you thought that Oklahoma City would lose the game. My God, I didn't think there was a way they wouldn't cover the game. Because the other thing that was happening during the course of the game is that you could see Indiana was kind of starting to get physically overwhelmed and tired. But wrong. I was dead wrong. And certainly I am aware, which is why I said Indiana is a much better matchup in these finals for Oklahoma City than the Knicks are. And I predicted five, but I said they could win two. I predicted OKC in five, still alive. But I said, you know, if Indiana won two, it wouldn't shock me. But if they won the series, it would shock me. And the reason Indiana can, you know, compete here is they can really score, man. And when they go small with Siakam at the five, everybody on the floor can shoot it. Everybody on the floor, no matter who's out there, actually can shoot it for them. I mean, Thomas Bryant, the old wizard, who, by the way, looks like he's 3 inches shorter and 35 pounds slimmer. He's got a great stroke. He's knocked down some big shots for them in their last two games. I mean, Toppin was huge with big threes. Nesmith, Nembhard. God, Nembhard played so well for them down the stretch. Obviously, Haliburton, Siakam is big. But I'll start with this. The first half of that game was the... I want to be careful because I don't want to just live in the most recent thing that I saw. But it is up there with the most hellacious defensive performances by a team in the first 24 minutes of an NBA game that I've ever seen, or that I've seen in a long time. And the context for this, people, is that it's really hard. If you watch NBA basketball, it is really hard to shut teams down. They're just, there's the skill level is just so outrageous offensively. You just can't stop teams from scoring. You know, Indiana's a talented offensive team. They were averaging 117 points a game in these playoffs. You're not going to, a great defensive performance might hold them to 95, 100, 105, not 77. You know, that's not possible. But what you saw in the first half, a record number of turnovers for a team in the first half, 19. I was watching some of the early morning programming and some of the late night stuff. I talked to Scott this morning. He hosted the post game with Legs, and then they had a bunch of people coming in. He did a great interview, by the way, with Tyrese Haliburton after the game. Did you see it?
Yes, and I have some audio from it talking about
we'll play it in a bit. There are various people that would come on and say things like, all Indiana had to do was just stop turning the ball over. They weren't turning the ball over, like, carelessly. The ball was being taken from them consistently. Oklahoma City in the first half had 11 steals. 11 steals in a half. The other 8 turnovers were all forced. There were another 4 to 5 to 6 near steals. The deflections that they get, the long arm knocking the ball, getting in passing lanes, the physical man-to-man on-ball defending. If you love basketball at any level, to watch Oklahoma City play defense, it is just, it's bliss to watch them defend. They switch consistently because every player on the floor, 1 through 9, 1 through 10, can guard any position. I mean, their best defender, I think Lou Dort's their best defender, but if he's not, Alex Caruso is. He comes off the bench. They had 11 steals. Indiana couldn't just stop turning the ball over. It's not like they were choosing to turn it over. Were they a little jittery? Sure. Oklahoma City should have been a little jittery as well. It's not like they had a lot of, you know, NBA Finals experience. It's game one for a lot of players that have never been on this stage, you know, in this particular moment. Oklahoma City took the ball from them. Every single time down court, it was like, oh my God, there's another steal. You know, I think some of the turnovers were just called turnovers and not steals, but they were close to steals. I mean, the deflections, the balls getting knocked out of hands, the stepping into passing lanes, the block shots, it was dominant. Dominant. Indiana still scored 45 points on 18 less possessions in the first half, and they were only down 12. And they should have been down 25 to 30. Oklahoma City's done this consistently where they have just taken the ball away from the other team and said, no, you're not getting a shot off. You're going to be so rattled if we don't steal it from you, you're going to turn it over. And then they're up 30 and 40. They've been up 50 a couple of times in this postseason. But they weren't. They were up 12. And the reason they were only up 12 is they didn't take advantage of the steals and the turnovers. They only had 9 points at halftime off of 19 turnovers, of which 11 were steals. Some of the steals were at the rim. They weren't necessarily out, you know, on the perimeter, where typically a steal will end up in a dunk or a layup. They didn't take advantage of them. Why? They missed a lot of easy shots. They missed a lot of shots at the rim. They missed a lot of open threes. But I think, personally, there was discussion, and I thought it was a good point by Richard Jefferson early, that Indiana just needed to take a deep breath and just kind of slow down. They play fast, but they were playing too fast. I think it was more, and I'm convinced of it, it was much more just Oklahoma City was just taking, you know, their lunch money on most possessions. I thought Oklahoma City needed to slow down offensively. I thought they took too many quick shots, too many 1 to 2 players touching the ball shots. They could have, off of all of those extra possessions and all of, you know, out of the 19 turnovers, and by the way, they also had like 4 block shots in the first half, something like that. They could have made Indiana work more defensively. They could have shortened the game a little bit more.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, and I think it's one of those things moving forward. Oklahoma City is going to play great defense, and Indiana is going to make some shots. But Oklahoma City can't waste the great defense by giving the ball back quickly on the other end. Make them work after they've turned it over or after you've picked them clean. Make them work defensively. Shorten the game. They have a lot of guys that can score. They have a lot of guys that can score. Siakam, Nesmith, Turner, Nembhard, Halliburton, Toppin, Mathurin. Who am I missing? What's his face can shoot it off the bench. Shepard has got great range. McConnell is such a great playmaker. I mean, last night they ended up with six players in double figures. You know, this was a team effort in their comeback. But I think in many ways, Indiana wants to play fast. If Oklahoma City is going to lock them down, they're going to be more steals and more turnovers. That's just the way they play. You just can't get what you want more often than not. So don't give them 82 shot attempts in a game in which they ultimately ended up with 24 total turnovers. You know, because make that 77 total. You take six possessions away, and it's ball game. I thought Oklahoma City played too fast at times. Look, they got comfortable with this team is, you know, they can't score against us. We can rip it from them anytime we want, but they didn't take advantage of it. 9 points on 19 turnovers, 11 of which were steals, is not good. That needed to be, think about that, right? 19, the possibility was 57 points if they all ended up in threes, but somewhere between 38 and 57 points. But at 50%, you're talking about somewhere between 19 and 28.5 points. And off of turnovers, you're usually going to shoot a higher percentage because typically it results in a runout and a break opportunity. A lot of the steals were in the paint near the rim on drives, but a lot of them were on the perimeter. 9 points they ended up with. They basically made four shots. That should have been another 15 points game over. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I didn't think he played well last night. That may be a total contrarian view. He had 38 points on 14 to 30 shooting. So, you know, he was near 50%. He was 3 for 6 from behind the arc, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. He had 3 steals, by the way, defensively. He only turned it over twice. I didn't think it was – I've watched every single SGA game in this postseason, and I didn't think that was a great game from him. I thought, first of all, he had a chance to close the game at the end, and he didn't, and that is the shot that you want there at the end. He got to his spot and hit, you know, in that mid-range, had that fadeaway, and he was just a little strong with it. The possession before, that was a hell of a block by Siakam. I think he had a pass that he could have made on that. He also made some big shots down the stretch, but I thought it was a C game. 38 points? You know, just 2 turnovers, shooting 14 to 30. He was super aggressive in the first half. But I didn't think he was great. I thought he was okay. You know, I didn't think Jalen Williams was good enough last night. He missed so many shots and a lot of shots at the rim. Holmgren's got to end up with more than 6. He missed several shots at point-blank range. What was he for the game? 2 of 9. I would bet you 3 of those were point-blank. You should have been easy buckets. I thought Dort was amazing. I thought Hartenstein played really well. I thought Caruso was solid. But he missed some open threes, which he's been knocking down. Now, as far as Indiana goes, Halliburton was incredible, man, at the end. He was, and he's been that. He is super big-time clutch. And he was not great during the game. He was, look, the numbers won't say that this was his best game, and it wasn't his best game. But the truth is, the only way Indiana is going to do another 3 times what they did last night is the way they did it last night, which is have 6 guys end up in double figures. That was a team effort. Halliburton had 14 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. He had 3 turnovers. He got picked once cleanly on a drive. He didn't, you know, take that many shots. He was 6 of 13. But, man, when it mattered, like it's been with him throughout this postseason, God, he was good. That shot at the end, they had total trust in him. And why wouldn't they? You know, he does a really good job of creating space, even on great defenders. Now, I'm sure OKC would have preferred Lu Dort to have been the man covering Halliburton on that final play. And there was, you know, some screen action and some switch, but Dort was out of that play, and it ended up being Cason Wallace, number 22, who guarded him. Dort is arguably, you know, a top five defender in the league. Did he make the first team All-NBA defensive team? Look
he
that
should've.
Up and tell me who was on that team. And tell me where Caruso was. They're ridiculous defensively. But I think moving forward, you saw Oklahoma City. They're not going to all of a sudden not defend. They're the best defensive team we've seen since maybe the Pistons, the bad boy Pistons, in the postseason. The results, you know, the quantifiable results back that up. But I think they have to themselves slow down a little bit after they get these possessions. Maybe shorten the game a little bit. Indiana, you're not going to stop from scoring completely. They're just too good. I still like Oklahoma City to win the series. My prediction of five, no, I think Indiana will certainly get another one. You know, and I think that the next one they get could be like a 135-131 shootout kind of a game. I'm expecting one of those in this series. But I still think Oklahoma City is the better team. -325, they're still a sizable favorite to win this series. All right, 301-230. What else did I have on my notes? Toppin, Nembhard was really, in many ways, the unsung hero for Indiana. He did such a great job handling the basketball because there was so much emphasis on Halliburton, and then he made some big shots. Man, they made this is what they do, man. It doesn't matter what the score is. They can end up making shots, and I'm talking about threes in waves. They were 18 of 39 from behind the arc. They shot 46.2% against the best defensive team in the postseason. The issue, of course, is you're going to have to make some defended shots, which they did. I mean, Turner banked one in from three. And you're going to have to hope that when they rip it from you, they don't score at the rate that they had been coming into last night's game. Because if they turn turnovers into points at the rate that they had been before last night, that's a 20-point loss for Indiana. That was the key to the game. To me, ultimately, OKC did not turn their defense into enough offense. All right, 301-230-0980. I see you on hold. Sabah's on hold. We haven't talked to Sabah in a while. Ross, Nick, Rudy, anybody else that wants to weigh in, we've got an open line at 301-230-0980. NBA Finals Game 1 reaction. We will get to Terry. We'll get to that. We'll talk some Aaron Rodgers today. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
All right, Aaron Rodgers finally signs a one-year deal with the Steelers just a week ahead of minicamp. Tyrese Halliburton hit the game winner last night as the Pacers beat the Thunder by a score of 111-110. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander had 38 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists, and Halliburton with the game winner, like I said, 14 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists. The Nats, they fall by a score of 7-1. To the Chicago Cubs, Jake Irvin gives up 8 hits, 3 earned runs on 5 innings pitched. The Nats will get going tonight against the Texas Rangers at 6:45. Pregame will be at 6:15 with Charlie and Dave on the call. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980 and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.